The labor market keeps right on a laboring. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. added 263,000 jobs in the month of November, 63,000 more than surveys show economists were expecting. The unemployment rate stayed the same, 3.7%, and wages were up 5% year over year. Chris Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York and joins us. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
So, you know, we've heard about big layoffs in tech, all over tech, but overall we see job growth. Where are the jobs growing in this economy? Where are we losing them? What's it mean for the economy?
Well, we had huge job gains in leisure and hospitality. We had big job gains in healthcare and education. State and local government added 40-plus thousand workers this month as well. But we did see outsized declines in trade and transportation, which is a big sector that includes retail. Retail hiring was down. That's, the layoffs that we've all heard about at Amazon, at Meta, and others. They are real. People are being affected by those. And it's an indication that while the economy is still growing strongly, it's not growing everywhere.
Markets apparently really did not like this jobs number. Futures sank real fast. What about a strong job market has investors concerned?
I think the two clearest things are the big gain in payrolls and the big gain in pay suggests that the Fed still has work to do slowing the economy.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, Sabri.
The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a case challenging the Biden administration's authority to forgive student loan debt. Millions of Americans have applied to have their loans completely or partially canceled, but the program's on hold for now. Marketplace's Nova Sapphos here with more. Hi, Nova.
Good morning, Sabri.
What is it ultimately that is holding up this debt forgiveness plan?
So the crux of it is whether the Biden administration can rely on a 2003 law to create the program itself or whether it needed specific action from Congress. And what the Supreme Court has decided to do is fast track a legal challenge on that question, not wait for more lower court rulings, which have so far blocked the debt forgiveness plan. The White House has argued that's wrong, the blocking of it, because of that 2003 law, which grants the Secretary of Education the power to change student financial aid programs in time of national emergency. The White House says that's all the authority it needs.
So for now, the program is on pause. There are 26 million applicants, though, waiting for an answer. When might we have a definite resolution?
Well, that's the big question. The Supreme Court is expected to hear oral arguments in February or March and hand down a decision by June. And yes, in the meantime, there are those 26 million applications, 16 million of which have actually already been approved, but they're just on hold. The president did extend the student loan repayment moratorium through the summer, Sabri, so that buys some time until the Supreme Court decides.
All right, Nova. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Strong job growth aside, the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates to fight inflation, and that is expected eventually to increase unemployment. In a speech on Wednesday, Fed Chair Jerome Powell reiterated that the Fed will keep raising interest rates as long as it takes to cool the economy and beat back inflation, even if that pushes more people out of work. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The Fed has two jobs. Job one, maximum employment, getting as many people working as possible. Job two, keeping inflation low and stable. But as the Fed raises interest rates to tamp down inflation, businesses and consumers spend less. As their customers pull back, employers lay off workers. So is the Fed neglecting the maximum employment part of its job by raising interest rates, even though that means some people will lose their jobs?
No, absolutely not.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell was speaking on Wednesday at the Brookings Institution in Washington when I asked him about this. He told me inflation has to be under control for employers to make a profit and hire.
Without stable prices, we can't have maximum employment.
But to Caleb Nygaard, an economic researcher at the University of Pennsylvania, the Fed has to prioritize its inflation fight, even if workers are hurt in the process. Inflation is just more urgent right now. Nygaard says it's like when one of your kids is sick.
I had to take one to the hospital a couple of weeks ago, and that kid got a lot more attention that weekend, and rightly so.
Still, the Fed's inflation fighting will take a toll. Nygaard calculates that if the size of the labor force stayed the same, more than 1.5 million workers would lose their jobs if the unemployment rate rose by a percentage point. Over at Oxford Economics, lead economist Nancy Vandenhouten thinks that number's a bit high.
Employers have struggled so to attract and hold on to workers. So we think they're going to be, you know, a bit reluctant to lay off workers.
But other economists are worried the Fed is lavishing too much attention on its inflation fight. Ian Shepherdson is chief economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics. He says if the Fed keeps hiking interest rates aggressively into next year,
we could then end up with an unemployment rate in 2024 or even late next year, well above 5%, maybe getting up to 6 or something close to that.
That would be almost double the unemployment rate at the start of the pandemic. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.